Isle of Wight Radio, live and local, with Strings Bar and Venue, keeping music live.
Hi, I'm David Francis, and welcome to Live and Local, a new monthly podcast from Isle of Wight Radio, looking at the best local music on the Isle of Wight. In this month's programme, we'll talk to up-and-coming island producer Pilot, but first, let's meet island musician Beth Brookfield.
Isle of Wight Radio.
Beth, welcome to the podcast. Let's find out more about you. Who are you and how did you get into making music?
Yeah, so I am, for anyone who doesn't know, I'm a 17-year-old singer-songwriter from here on the island, and I have just released my debut single, which is obviously really exciting for me. I have always been into music. I'm sure a lot of people who go into music say that, but I really have, and it's always kind of been something that I've been so determined to do. So, you know, the idea and the fact that I've actually got a single out now is just amazing. It's crazy in a way.
Does it still feel like a bit of a surreal dream?
Yeah, I guess so.
So how did the whole thing come about with the new song? Because the new song is very, it's got some really nice country feel to it, but it's not a country track as such, is it?
Thank you. And no, I wouldn't put it in just the country genre. I'm influenced by lots of different people, and I love kind of electric guitar riffs as the kind of a main focal point of a song. So that's something that I really wanted to put into my debut single. I really wanted to put all of the factors that I love listening to in music into the first thing that I released, so that it felt kind of really personal to me. But I would say that it's just kind of a blend of, you could say it's more singer-songwriter, you could say it's folk, maybe a tiny bit of pop and country. So I've had lots of people kind of ask what genre it is, and I just think that it's kind of a blend of everything.
Well, how many other tracks have you got left to record? Have you got an album's worth yet?
I write songs all the time. I've been writing for quite a few years now, but when I wrote The Journey, I wrote it, I'd say, about 2 years ago now, quite a long time ago. And I was writing not to release it. I didn't realise, you know, that the opportunity to release music would come around so soon. So, you know, I was just writing songs, and then when the opportunity came about, that felt like the right song. Whereas now, when I songwrite, it's, you know, would I like to release this song, or like, oh, I'll write a song to maybe hopefully release it soon. So there's lots of songs in production. I'm quite busy with recording and figuring what parts I want out in new songs. But yeah, I'm constantly writing songs.
So where do you record then?
So, well, at the moment, obviously, The Journey was my first single that I had recorded, and I got approached by Hungry Hound Productions here on the Isle of Wight, and he asked if I had any songs that I would like to release, and obviously I said yes. So that was a great opportunity to produce and record. So The Journey was recorded at Skinny Mammoth Studios, but I'm really lucky that I go to a music college, so I'm constantly producing and recording there. I go to Platform One Music College on here on the Isle of Wight. So yeah, I just produce and work with lots of different people, which is so fun.
Who are your influences?
Oh, blimey. So I have grown up around music, really, like the joy of music. My parents have always had music playing in our house. So quite varied, really. I love George Harrison. I just love his music, especially the guitar that he has in his songs. I really took influence from that for The Journey, especially. And Fleetwood Mac, I just love them. And more kind of modern artists, there's an artist called Raylan Baxter, he's an amazing songwriter, and I love the way he writes. So I think those three are my main at the moment. Anyway, it changes all the time.
Who are you listening to at the moment? Because there's so much new music doing the rounds. So many people have put stuff together in lockdown and just been in their bedrooms or in their garage, just knocking out songs left, right and centre. So who are you listening to at the moment?
Oh, lots of people. I love the Carpenters as well. I just think Karen Carpenter has an amazing voice, so I could listen to her all day. I love Taylor Swift's new album. I think she has a really nice kind of new sound, less poppy, but I really like her new album. So I've been listening to that over the past few days. And they're the two that are on the top of my head, really.
So for people that want to get into music and live on the island and really aren't sure what to do or where to go or how to go about putting together a track, have you got some tips for what people should do?
Yeah, definitely. I would say start by, if you don't play an instrument, I started playing the ukulele when I was about 8, and it really is such a fun instrument to learn. It's not too difficult at all, and it really is a gateway into writing songs and being able to, you know, put some chords together and writing a song. And then obviously I moved and learned guitar. I taught myself guitar and piano, which then allows me to write kind of different styles of songs. So definitely start songwriting. And I think we're really lucky here on the island to have some amazing musicians. You know, I think there is such a great music scene on the island, which I don't think is expected in a way. And we have some great recording studios. So I think use the use of social media and technology to network. You'll hear a lot of that word in the industry, network and making connections and friendships, really.
Everyone in the industry on the island just seems to be so friendly. It's like one massive community, I've found.
Yeah, that is so true. I think, you know, even if you go and play a live gig somewhere, let's say you go and play a live gig in Cowes, and the people you're playing to, they might come up to you afterwards and say, oh, you know, I love your voice. My sister is looking for a singer to sing at their wedding. You know, that happened to me last year. And I just think, wow, you know, the opportunities that can come from just playing one gig on the island, it leads to so many different things and amazing things. So yeah, it's very community based.
So sitting down and writing a song, I mean, is it that easy as you sit down at the kitchen table and go, here it comes? Or what comes easy? Is it the chords that come first? Is it the lyrics or the melody? What's your way of writing a song?
Yeah, so I find it quite hard. If someone was to say to me, you know, you have to write a song tomorrow and it must be finished, or you must be able to present it the next day, I can imagine that wouldn't be the best way of writing for me. I tend to write songs kind of whenever I feel like it, whenever I find a new artist I listen to and I'm like, wow, that really inspires me. So I wrote a new song a few nights ago, and I'm loving a band called Inhaler, which the main singer and lead guitarist is Bono's son from U2. So they are a great band. And I was just listening to them, and it was about 9 o'clock at night, and I was like, you know, I just really want to write a song. So I got my guitar and I put a chord sequence together that I just thought sounded really nice. And then, you know, I had to think about, do I have anything that can inspire me at the moment? Anything that's happened to my friends or family or me or the weather, anything. And the thing I say to everyone, it should come naturally, and it should, you know, just feel like really fun in it, and you should be excited about writing a song. It should get you really excited. So, yeah.
Do you write from personal perspective, or do you just make up a thing in your head and just think, okay, I'm going to go with this. It could be this, and then it could be this. Or are you like Adele, who it has to be from the heart and it has to be a personal experience that she's been through?
Yeah, so I think it's a mixture of things, really. Like with The Journey, obviously I wrote that when I was 15. So it was kind of just that I had one feeling, and that kind of sparked all of the inspiration for it. So, you know, it is very personal, but if you listen to The Journey, at the end, there's kind of, it hints to a relationship ending. That isn't personal to me, but it was what I was feeling. And with the songs that I'm writing now, you know, it can be the whole song is personal to me, and I feel like I want to write a song about something that's happened, or I can write a song about a film that I've watched, or like I said, like the weather, I can look out my window, and just anything that inspires me, really.
What you like or what you
Journey on the Live and Local podcast from Isle of Wight Radio. My name's David Francis. I'm here with Pilot. We were just talking about that song. Pilot is our next guest on this month's podcast. It's a great song, isn't it?
Yeah. So I couldn't believe she was 17. I was like, wow.
And she wrote that song when she was 15, apparently.
Did she?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's impressive. It's like one of the, it's like Adele when she wrote her first album. She was about 14.
But then Adele now gets to the point where she'll record an entire album, be unhappy with it, bin it and start all over again.
That's what she's done with the latest one, isn't it?
And the previous one as well, apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. She's got a lot of music in her head then.
But what a great position to be in, and for the record company to allow her to do that.
I know. I think if you've got the name of Adele, you kind of get away with it now, don't you?
Well, who knows? I mean, it can only last so long, I guess, can't it?
Yeah, true.
So let's talk about you then. Pilot.
Yep.
What's been going on? How has lockdown affected you making music?
I think for me, it's actually been really positive overall because, I mean, Pilot was, as a kind of project, wasn't really a thing until the beginning of the first lockdown. So I kind of hadn't really produced songs properly by myself as an artist solo before. So I think for me, lockdown kind of kickstarted me into just getting my head down and gave me loads of time to really learn stuff and bury myself in it.
See, a lot of artists generally are saying that lockdown's been good for them because they've had to sit down. They've had nothing else to do apart from binge watch Tiger King and eat banana bread. So they actually knuckled down and did some work because there's new Erasure music and new Pet Shop Boys music and, you know, the Eurythmics are writing. How's lockdown affected you making music?
And try new things and listen to other artists and write. Kind of almost forces you into a position of you almost have to create no matter, even if you try and do it, but as a mistake, it just happens. So I think it's been quite positive in terms of writing, but obviously not so great in terms of performing.
So was Pilot always a project that you wanted to do? Did you have an idea of where you wanted to go with it, and lockdown just made it happen? Or was it something that just evolved during lockdown?
It's kind of a bit of both. It was a bit of a mixture. I mean, Pilot as an idea came about during lockdown, but I'd played the drums and been around music for a long time before, since I was about 10 years old. So music itself has been a big part of kind of me growing up, but producing my own music and producing electronic music kind of evolved naturally during lockdown. Mm. And it kind of just a new passion, which I didn't really think I had until the beginning of lockdown, electronic music, something I've really got involved in. And it's kind of opened my eyes to a whole new thing.
There's such a huge amount of electronic music that's around now. I mean, I know that years ago on the first PlayStation, you could almost put together your own track. I mean, it was all kind of done for you anyway. It was like a jigsaw puzzle. But now so many people are making electronic music on their mobile phones. I know the purists aren't massive fans of that, but how do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, I kind of make use of that. I'm 19. I sit in my bedroom and I produce my songs off my laptop. So I think it would be pretty hypocritical for me to say here and try and be all purist about it and say it's not good. But I think it's definitely a good thing. I think, although you could say it saturates things, I think enabling people to make music means that more people can get discovered, and overall it's a better thing for music.
So the first song you've done is called Clouds, and everyone seems to be raving about that at the moment, don't they?
I know, I've been quite pleased. It's not a reaction I thought I'd get. I kind of worked in conjunction with, but I got a lot of help from a guy called Ronnie, who's a family friend, and he's been amazing with kind of guiding me and helping me with certain things. And he mixed the track as well with me. So he's been fantastic in terms of trying to almost help me along. He's got loads of experience and I learned so much off him. But Clouds has been a good reception so far. I've had quite a few blogs write about me, and it's kind of all new to me, so I'm kind of taking it as it comes.
How does it feel when you hear a review and you think, hang on, I did that in my bedroom on my laptop?
It's a bit of an odd feeling. It's something that I'm like, it doesn't really feel as if, I always feel like, who's that? It doesn't feel like I've done it. And I always look at other people's things going, wow, that's amazing, that's really good. But then when it happens to you, it doesn't really feel that real. I'm just kind of like, okay, on to the next one.
How long did it take to put the track together?
The track itself it evolved. It started off as kind of a few piano melodies, and it didn't actually have as much of a clubby feel to it. There wasn't a house beat. It was more relaxed and ambient. But I kind of left it on a back burner for a few weeks and came back to it. And it kind of changed. I had loads of new ideas. I'd listened to quite a few techno tracks and artists. So I was kind of trying to bring what they have and see if I can bring that influence into it. And then it evolved into Clouds.
So is the electronic genre something you're going to continue to go down, or are you going to go back and do something a little bit different?
No, I think electronic's where my head is at the moment. But I think I'm trying to not necessarily do classic electronic. I'm trying to avoid being your standard electronic musician. And I think what I try and do is bring a lot of influences from other genres and try and make it something which has elements of classical pieces, orchestral things, and then it's also got a beat like the Chemical Brothers will have on one of their tracks, and it kind of comes together.
So who are your influences? Is it the likes of the Chemical Brothers and Daft Punk and people like that?
Yeah, I mean, to listen to, in terms of who I listen to and I want to listen to when I get up in the morning, Chemical Brothers, Daft Punk, Faithless, they're the kind of old school artists who are obviously the best at what they do. But I think for me, I've played a lot of music throughout my teenage years, and I kind of listen to things even as classical as kind of Ludovico Einaudi, Ennio Morricone, Nick Cave with some of his film music, Ryuichi Sakamoto with his film music, and try and take classical pieces by the likes of them and kind of incorporate it subtly into electronic.
Which is what William Orbit did about 20 years ago with Adagio for Strings.
Exactly. So there's been plenty of people who've done it before me, but hopefully it comes out in the music and it's kind of a reflection of where my head is and kind of what I've been listening to and the build up to me making the track.
So besides Daft Punk and Ennio Morricone and the Chemical Brothers, what other influences do you take ideas from? Do you just literally hoover up anything that's around?
I mean, yeah, I'm obviously always open to people playing me music, and it's really something I like to do, is sit down with a few mates and listen to music and kind of talk about music, and not necessarily things which you'd normally think about when you listen. But at the moment, I've got a favourite duo called Bicep, who I'm constantly listening to, and I'm learning a lot off them because they use a lot of techniques which I hadn't thought about before. So learning techniques off people like Bicep, who come at it from a different angle, is something I really enjoy doing.
And I guess with electronic music, there's always different plugins and different bits you can add on to your kit to do something a little bit different and make it sound a bit more new and eclectic and out there, I guess.
Exactly. You're always learning, which is something I've really enjoyed, because I'm obviously very young in terms of my musicianship and creating music. But even people who have been in the industry for kind of 10, 15 years, 20 years, they're always saying the best part about it is that you can always learn, and that you've never learn everything. There's always more, and there's always new things which excite you and keep you motivated to make music.
Yeah, new toys to play with all the time, I guess, aren't they?
Exactly. And every time I get a new plugin, I kind of save up, I'll get a new plugin, I'm like, wow. I just sit in my bedroom for like 2 days straight doing nothing but using it and playing around with it, and it's just a load of fun.
That's what it's all about, though, isn't it? It's about having fun and expressing yourself.
Exactly. And I feel like it's an expression, being able to do it through music's an expression. You almost feel as if you're hidden behind it, but to you as a personal artist, it is who, kind of where your head's at. And especially doing instrumentals like I do at the moment, I don't feel like I'm putting myself out there, but I feel like the music kind of expresses who I am, and it kind of can be personal to have a listen to it as well.
Yeah, you can take from it whatever you want to take from it, can't you?
Exactly. So I think people sometimes ask, you know, what's the message? And it's like, well, there's my message is hopefully whatever you want the message to be. So you listen to the track and it's an individual journey, it's an individual feeling which you get.
So for you, what is Clouds about?
I mean, Clouds, it's an instrumental. So for me, it was more about, I mean, I was learning a lot when I was doing Clouds. So a lot of it came about as of, not a mistake, but kind of just from me playing around. So for Clouds, I didn't really have a message which I wanted to get across. But I think the use of melodies in it kind of brought an emotion out in me, which I like to look for. I always want to have emotion within a track, whether that be through a top note or a melody which is underneath. And I think if you can have emotional melodies, then it brings out an emotion in each person individually, like I was saying.
Brilliant. Well, let's finish by playing the track. This is Clouds. Everyone is raving about this song right now. It's available to download right now, isn't it?
It is, on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, all the usuals.
Pilot, thanks for coming on.
Brilliant. Thank you for having me. We'll be right back.
So that's Clouds from Pilot, finishing off our first Live and Local podcast from Isle of Wight Radio. Earlier, we met Beth Brookfield. Her track, The Journey, is available to download now. If you're a DJ, musician or producer on the island and you'd like us to feature your music, email me, david.francis@iwradio.co.uk, and you could be on our podcast next month. We're back in January. Have a good Christmas and a great new year.
Isle of Wight Radio, live and local, with Strings Bar and Venue, keeping music live.